Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Mega News Nation Tuesdays. Tonight we're going to be supporting our vets. We're going to be talking about our war veterans and stuff as Memorial Day is coming up. I'd like to do a special shout out to Johnny Dempsey out there. Say hello to him and to Miss Audrey up there and Albuquerque, Mexico is listening in. And also I'd like to say hello to Lucretia and Dave out there. And everything. So if y'all just sit in, I'd like to thank you all. And Virgil and Russell, you guys just barely made it in. How y'all doing, brothers?
Doing well this evening. Doing well, man.
Yeah, and finally a circus. Right. Oh man, it's been a circus all day. I've been laughing my ass off all day today. Cummins pointing fingers. Commies pointing fingers. Lynch is pointing fingers. they're all pointing fingers right now, you know. So
it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh, I know. Well, just a while ago, just now before we came on, Pelosi just went into an emergency meeting with the Democrats because they're going to talk about impeachment. What are they going to charge him with?
Can someone
explain it to me?
Understand. That doesn't mean anything to them. They have, oh my God, yeah. the brain surgeon HUD guy, ex-presidential candidate.
Oh, Ben Carson? Ben Carson?
Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm.
In front of Congress. And they were trying to force him to break the law to give federal housing to illegal aliens. I mean, these people have absolutely no respect for the law whatsoever.
None. But they're saying our president is lawless and we're lawless for following him. It's like, you know, this is crazy. It's nuts, you know. And today
it's a diversionary tactic. It's a diversionary tactic. Is
all it
is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, a diversionary tactic. They got caught sucking eggs in the hen house, so now they're pointing at the fox trying to get to the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck that, you know.
But it's funny because just today, New York City just passed a law bill where Trump has limited executive powers. What the hell does New York have to do with Washington, D.C.?
Nothing. They can't do shit, man. This is just like what you're saying. I mean, this has become fucking absurd. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's a diversionary tactic and stuff like. And I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
I'm not 100% sure which way it's going to go, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Comey and Brennan, but I'm going to say Comey's the first one who's going to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to sing. He's going to sing.
But I'll tell you who the second one is going to be. It's going to be Loretta Lynch. They'll follow right behind him because she's already squirming. From what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we predicted this months ago that they would start eating each other there if any of this actually ever came out. Those transcripts have been released now. I mean, Comey and Lynch have both been caught flat ass in lies.
And Elijah Cummings has been caught with his hands in a cookie jar. And everything. I was just reading now. He's really under investigation right now. So they just opened up a can of whoop ass on themselves, you know. And I read a good one. Did you read the post I sent you where Trump is wanting to have the IRS go after all the Democrats, all the rhinos in there, and force their income tax reports? I was reading that. I was like, I hope he does.
You got all this going on. And then Joe Biden, his son, Hunter, he's been investigated. I've been talking about the deal they made with China for over a year now. But here's the great part of it. Here, just a week or so ago, Hunter Biden goes to Colorado, rents a car, returns it. Leave driver's license, ID cards, credit cards, and a crack pipe.
You know, I heard Merkel was forced to resign today. I was kind of shocked on that one. She's done so much damage that and then Feinstein was caught today, red-handed. She was caught red-handed.
She was caught red-handed
today talking to Iran. They caught her.
Wow. I have not heard that at all.
I tagged you in it. You must have missed it because I tagged you in Virgil on it. She got caught red-handed today. And then, top it off, China went in and said that Biden has a low IQ.
North Korea.
Yeah, that is the article said China. So, but But, you know, but all this is going on, you know, and it's a distraction, but I've kind of seen where the distraction is going away from. And it's whatever it is, it's pertaining to Ayn Rand. That's what
I'm
trying to
if y'all will notice, the reason we're finding this out is because not only are they cutting each other's throat, shooting each other in the foot, stabbing each other in the back. But if you'll notice, the leftist liberal media is starting to take a slow turn by reporting a lot of this. Because in the past, you wouldn't have heard shit about this.
Well, actually,
you wouldn't have heard nothing.
One of the reporters today got raided this morning by the FBI. I think it was a New York Times reporter. A New York Times reporter got raided by the FBI today for some reason.
Oh, probably for leak.
Yep.
More than likely. I mean, that's the same thing. That's the Democrats' favorite Trump zone right there when it comes to leak.
They're screaming.
Well, all this is very amusing and fun to watch and stuff. Let's not get too comfortable in what we see going on, because with all that's going on now, the desperation among these people are at a point that we have never seen before.
Right.
Now, I don't know. They are so fragmented right now. I don't know if they can pull anything off at all, but what we need to worry about is our
Yep, I was going to bring that up. That, but also an assassination attempt on Trump. I could see something like that coming.
Well, what I see that Russell is right. Ginsburg is either in a coma or fucking dead or something.
Oh, she's been
they're fixing to have to pick another Supreme Court justice. And that is the last thing they want Trump doing, because they know he's going to pick that woman. I can't recall her name, but she has an impeccable record.
Yep.
She has an impeccable record.
Yep.
They can't do anything but confirm her. She has nothing to tear down. Nothing to dig into.
And that is their
worst nightmare.
Yeah, when we predicted that a long time ago about her, that she was going to be the top pick, you know, and everything. So, you know, our show's actually almost got 100% accuracy rating right now. I've been counting, but all this and everything, and on top of all that, you know, the Russian bombers were sneaking in today over in Alaska and got caught.
They do that all the time. We had F-18s flying. We had F-18s flying all over the place today in Louisiana.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What was going on?
I have no idea. But they were out of Belchase and Pensacola. I don't know whether it was an exercise or whatever, but my wife and I, we went in New Roads today. And, I mean, they four or five of them at a time come screaming, running around. I saw a few feeds on that,
and I was like, wondering what was going on with that, you know, and everything. So, but you know, there's some.
But Russia does that all the time. Russia does that all the time. They'll fly up. It was about 200 miles off the Alaskan coast. They'll fly up. They'll get on the radar, and they'll just fuck with us. And we do the same thing to them.
Yeah. That's not uncommon up in that part of the country. But I tell you what, it's really got me, and what I think, I just stand the amount of people that is pouring over our side, the fucking Border Patrol is so overwhelmed. All they're doing is putting these people on buses, sending them to cities, and dropping them there.
Yeah.
Well, Well,
you know,
they're loading them on planes. They're loading them on planes now. They're bringing three loads a day to LAX airport.
Yep.
They're bringing. They're dropping them off in Los Angeles.
And they're crying.
And I mean, California is raising 700 kinds of hell about it.
Oh,
you know, if they got to turn them loose, if, you know, in the law says they can only hold them for 20 days. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The law is the law. Okay. You know, if we don't like the laws, we need to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But where the Border Patrol sticks them is their business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
California, the poor aliens, this did that. The liberals, Antifa and all that. Okay, fine. You want them? You take them.
There you go. I was laughing on that, you know.
That's a humane thing to do in California. You always throw it in our face. That's the humane thing to do.
You know, that's all fine and dandy, but my question is, why isn't the border sealed?
Mm-hmm.
Tighter shit kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that thing. That border should be sealed so tight right now that you couldn't sweep a fart through it.
I agree with you 100%.
Are you beating your eggs again there, Virgil?
I heard.
No, I'm eating my supper.
I was hearing smacking going on.
I'm eating my supper. My wife cooked some broccoli and cheese casserole.
I don't like broccoli and cheese, but my roommate does. But you know what happened today is that representatives today went up to Michelle Grisham, wrote her a letter. I know what they're doing now, and I see it. They're doing step by steps, try to get her to send the National Guards down. And we talked about this last night. Well, the Republican committees went in, sent the letter to her. She refused. She said no. You know, so what they're doing in Otero County now, which is now that she's declined to help, the next step is what? What did we talk about last night? The sheriff stepping in. Now he can use his powers.
That's all fine and dandy. But if a liberal court judge shuts him down, then
mm-hmm.
he's got to go by what that liberal court judge says.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true. But I was reading some articles.
You know what
today.
You're talking about, Joseph? What you're talking about is a lot easier said than done.
Yeah,
a lot easier said than done.
I was did a lot of reading.
You got a lot of legal bullshit you got to go through to do that.
Yep. And it can be challenged in court. You know, I was reading what you talked about.
They ought to sit right in there in New Mexico. I mean, hell, New Mexico doesn't want to work for a living anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I spent two fucking years down there in the oil field, West Texas and New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said,
Texas. All you ever saw was Texas and Oklahoma license plates. They're one of the four or five states that actually have more people on welfare than they do working.
I hate to say it, but it's true. And New Mexico is one of them. You know, you know, and it's sad, but Russell's right. He's very correct on that, you know. But it's sad that the governor will not help. But she's fabricated a crisis, you know, with the Expo Square thing going on, kicking out all the kids from their programs and everything. No illegals there. It was reported yesterday again. There's no illegals there, but yes, she wants all the money, federal funding sent back to her for all the money that was put into that for the $250,000. It was like, for what? You didn't spend, what did you spend it on? Plus $100,000 for mental health for illegals that never showed up. Come on.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. And this thing, I don't see, with everything you got going on, the indictments that come and stuff like that.
I know they're coming.
Stuff like that. I don't see how this thing is not going to turn violent in some way.
Me too. I've been wondering that myself, but I know the indictments are coming because of the special committee being formed that I told you guys about. I'm getting more details on it. I can't really say much, but be expecting it.
Well, you know, like you said, what I've heard, and I'm loosely paraphrasing it for Puck. I don't have the story in front of me, but basically, they were taking.
You're muffling a little.
They have a consulting thing for profit, and then they got a 401c. But anyway, they were getting like $2 million grants a year from the government.
Or what?
I'm sorry, they were getting $2 million a year grants from businesses that had legislation and stuff coming before a Cummings committee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So if you want your shit approved, you just go ahead and give us a little grant for our foundation here.
Classic
Clint style pay to play.
So some fraud there.
Oh,
wow.
More like racketeering, you know. Throw some money our way, and I'll make sure your business deals still soon, and life will be good, and everybody will be happy, and yada, yada, yada.
Well, why don't we apply for some of those grants? This is sad. This is sad, though, because, you know, it's hurting resources, it's hurting programs, it's hurting our vets, it's hurting everything, right? I mean, all these counties and everything, are dry. They have no more resources and everything. So it's like, California and New York both could use a bunch of illegals, but drain all their resources. bite them in the ass with it. But you guys sit there and you complain. Well, it's... Stop complaining and start getting right with the country where you need to be at. Ship these suckers out and send them back to where they belong and everything. But it's like Oscar was saying last night, it's too late. Too late for that.
Well, how many of these suckers we have in the country now? 25, 26 million?
I think it's more than that. They're filling up spaces everywhere.
Well, y'all just counting the Latinos.
I know.
They got illegals come in from all over. They got it from all over the world that come into the country.
Counting the Africans and all that, they're trying to come in. That has Ebola, by the way.
I'm dealing with a situation now. I have a family member right now in the hospital who hadn't learned his lesson by now. Now he's in the hospital with his arm swole up, big as an 8-inch piece of pipe, left arm, and he done contracted hepatitis B. And his mother was up at the hospital, and Russell and I both know, hepatitis B. Pretty much she better just go ahead and start picking out his casket right now.
That's some bad shit. You can't get rid of it, And it's going around, but, man, I tell you,
How do you get that?
Sharing needles. That's what I was saying. Shooting heroin.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it. You know, I kind of thought it was.
If his arm swole up like that, he done contracted septus in his arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his arm is full of green pus, probably. It's just one thing after another in my world, brothers. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
I feel you. That's what worries me with my own son, but he's in prison and everything, but still
I can tell y'all this right now. If my wife and I, if we hit the Powerball or the Lotto, I think I've paid my dues. I've done my duty and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Tahiti. We're going to buy a villa in Tahiti. And we're going to sit and watch this shit on the news.
Well, hell, I'd rather be on a deserted island by somewhere.
Get away from everybody.
I told the wife, just learn to walk around topless on the beach. That's all.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is going to be doing it. What about you, Russell? You want to pick up, pack up, come with us?
Shit, you colored my ass out of here. Yeah. I've had, you know, like you said, man, it's just that I just fuck. You know, you see all this going on, but.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't. And, you know, I mean, it's just common sense. You know,
mm-hmm.
the deep state, these people aren't going down without a fight.
If they go down at all. I was going to say that. I don't know. Some of them might go down, but, you know, you might see suicides.
You might see some sacrificial lambs, but you ain't going to see them land a big fish. If they do, they're gonna tie it up. They're gonna have 100 lawyers apiece,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna tie it up in court for the next 20 years.
Right. I think that's why Trump is waiting on his second term so he can do all this. If he can get him elected, because he said that.
Well,
you know, if I can get my second term, I'm gonna do all this. Because it takes time.
I think, you're not gonna do it that way. And anybody who thinks it's going to get down that way is sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
When this gets out, and these people, I mean, I still believe that all this is a setup for what's coming. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going after Lynch, and you know that's going to go straight up. You know this goes straight to fucking Obama, the Manchurian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes!
Oh yeah, definitely, brother. Obama and
his records need to be unsealed. But once they start getting down, especially if they start nipping at Clinton's toes, they're gonna set their minions loose.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's gonna get declared national emergency so he can use the troops in here, and these fuckers are gonna be tried by military tribunal.
I think
tribunal courts are already set up. I think the wheels are in motion. But you're going to see one ugly stretch of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see
6 months to a year of complete chaos.
Yep. You think it's bad now? Woo! Wait till about August or September. It's going to get way worse.
It's going to get way, way worse.
Yep. So and everything, you know. But anyhow, so,
I mean,
because
look at it. Look at it. With everything that's been exposed and the very few people who have been on top of this, which I will give credit where credit's due, Sean Hannity's been and his group there. I can't think of all the investigative reporters that have been working with him and stuff like this on this. Everything that they've got loose by Freedom of Information Act, the transcripts that have now been released, Barr is working on a declassification and stuff like that, all these 302s, all that kind of. But right now, they cannot get away without charging these people or the American people, at least 63 million of us are going to come completely fucking unglued on their asses.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Oh yeah, they got they're on they're parade they're parading on Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh yes.
There's
oh
no,
yes, Johnny, 100% right.
Yep.
There's no way
you,
they cannot not indict these people.
Right.
I guarantee you 100% right because they're on the clothesline now. They're
mm-hmm.
on the clothesline.
Yep.
But you know what?
It's all coming down to the rat killing. It's all
yeah.
coming down to the rat killing, as those country boys say.
As I was reading this article on Feinstein, she's a deep shit. She's a deep shit.
Well, you know, all of that emergency meeting, trying to impeach. Okay, he put his socks on the wrong feet.
He
didn't put the toilet seat down. He didn't
mm-hmm.
put the toilet seat down for Melania 2 months ago. I mean, you know,
he
didn't let his underarm deodorant dry before he put his
right.
Yeah, he didn't let his underarm deodorant dry before he put his shirt on.
You know,
I mean, you know, there's a thousand things they can pick,
mm-hmm.
but the main thing is, what did he do to violate federal constitutional law regarding
mm-hmm.
executive power of the institution of the presidency?
Exactly.
Here we have illegal wiretaps. Illegal
mm-hmm.
wiretaps during his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We, once again, not sounding like a broken record. Here we go. We've got a doctored, falsified document paid for by the DNC
mm-hmm.
from Fusion 500.
Mm-hmm.
We got a so-called ex-British MI5 agent. Nobody has checked his credentials or whatever. They don't know whether he's an MI5 agent or whether he's a fucking wino off the street. They don't know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a Russian bitch. Then you got a Russian bitch lawyer. She ain't even licensed to practice in the United States. What the fuck is this bitch coming into the picture for?
Oh, and by the way, her visa was expired. She couldn't get into the country. Would you like to know who signed off if she could come into the country?
Oh, I know. Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch.
Yep.
Oh, check this out. I'm reading on Cummings. You're going to love this. I'm reading more on Cummings as it's coming out. What they're charging him with is that he's been paid millions of dollars for these transcripts. Okay? And everything. The transcripts that we've been seeing, you know, from the DNC and everything that you were just talking about, the visa, his hands are all over.
Well, you see, and you have FBI officials
mm-hmm.
using what they knew when it was first handed to them, what they knew was bullshit,
mm-hmm.
just pure bullshit, and they go to a FISA judge and put a bunch of lipstick and makeup on this thing and get all these warrants to arrest people. Everybody
mm-hmm.
that was prosecuted, arrested, or what, they need to have their records expunged and
mm-hmm.
their convictions need to be overturned.
This was
totally unconstitutional. It was a violation of the Fourth. It was a violation of Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and 14th Amendments to the
mm-hmm.
max.
And not
only
that, guys. Why do you think they're refusing the subpoena orders to go into court with the DNC? They don't have to because it's already been exposed. They don't have. They can do all the subpoenas they want to. Trey Gotti said it.
Well, go ahead, Russell. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah. And the American people because of the way our politicians talk, they're also full of shit. Their eyes ought to be brown. But people are, oh, well, it was just four or five guys at the top. Absolutely incorrect. In the IG report, there were 63 fucking FBI agents that had been caught with their hands in the cookie jar via the press, taking sports tickets, expensive trips, lavish dinners, and all this kind of stuff. 63 of them have been caught leaking information for quid pro quo.
Well, here's another thing too, Russ. Here's another thing too. Here's the number one thing I want Barr to find out. I want him to find out who called fucking CNN the night they pulled that fucking raid off on Trump's lawyer.
Oh, we know who
that was.
We all know who that was.
That's what I want to find out.
They had to come
and what is and why did he body armor, multi-vehicle, 37 friggin' FBI quick QRTs, armed to the teeth, raiding a place that the guy would have came in if they would have asked him to. I mean, this is so much. This what that is tyranny at its finest. They were showing the American people, if you go against this, this is what you expect. This was a show of force. This was tyranny at its finest. This was
nothing but intimidation directly
at the American people.
And all that did was piss us off even more.
You know, I mean, you look at this, and you look at Waco, and you look at what they did LaVoy, and you look at what they did Randy Weaver, and all of this. This entire organization called the Barry Seals, you know, you look at this entire organization called the FBI and the CIA. Every one of them fuckers needs to be drugged out in the fucking street and fucking executed. I mean, it's just another, you got the mafia on one end called the FBI, and then you got the Cosa Nostra on the other end called the CIA. They're organized crime figures. They think they're above the law. You know, there is a federal law that says the federal law says, you know, that the CIA cannot operate within the continental borders of the United States. You think they follow that law?
No.
You think they follow that law? Look at the fucking drugs coming over the fucking border.
Yep. No, there's going to be a lot more coming through New Mexico now since the border's wide open. They just caught a business, seized a ton of it up here in El Paso today. Ton of heroin.
Well, y'all might as well rename New Mexico and just put that as an annex to Old Mexico.
Right. Somebody made that comment today, you know. But yep, I agree. But you know, this is sad, you know. But in the meantime, you know, like we've been saying though, guys, this has to be worse. It's going to get way worse before it gets better.
We're just talking about government officials, bureaucracy. Let's look further. How about this friggin' New York City ISD superintendent director who's people have been demoted and fired because they're white, and he's telling them they're teaching that he's going to put an end to toxic whiteness.
Good luck with that.
Is a full-fledged war going on against Christians that nobody's talking about. You have genocide going on over there. And
mm-hmm.
why did we budge in? Now, you say what you want to about Assad and Syria over there. But let me tell you something. That was part of Obama's bullshit that started, like, just like Gaddafi and the Arab Spring or whatever. Let me tell you something for you poor, misinformed idiots that don't know it. Was Assad a fucking Iranian tool? Yes, he was. And let me tell you something about Syria. Before Obama and them decided they needed to remove him, Christians and Muslims lived side by side.
Mm-hmm.
There was no murder. There was no genocide. There was nothing. Christians and Muslims lived along next to each other all throughout Syria. Because
right now, look at it. You know, all for the world of religion of peace, everybody.
You know, it's disgusting.
It continues here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this all these abortion bills.
Why do you think they're coming in through our country?
Infanticide going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, you know, with these Somali, I know these Somalians that are coming in from Africa through the border, they're Muslim fighters. Most of the Somalians are Muslim fighters. You know, I've been hearing reports.
Yeah. Well,
I've been seeing reports of it. I know.
You got 70,000 of them in one place in Minnesota, near Barnistan, Michigan. That's that's solid under Muslim rule now. Instigate Sharia law.
New York.
Motherfuckers are getting bolder by the day. I watched a video the other day where a Muslim woman got out of her vehicle and literally attacked an American citizen at a light for not having her covered.
Hijab. Yeah, I saw that too. I saw that. I think I posted that and tagged you in it. Where that lady was screaming at the other lady, just reached out the side of her car window, was trying to, you know, attack her for not wearing a hijab. Yeah. That was here in the United States.
Yes. Right here in the good old U.S. of A. Fully supported your Democrat Party. And most Republicans, I might add.
Yep. And that Muslim was going, we have laws. Go ahead.
But Russell, how can you, you know, it pisses me off too, but how can you be in a position to stand up for anybody else or fight for anybody else when they're not willing to stand up and fight for themselves? You know, I mean, they invited these people in, you know, the water situation in Flint, Michigan. Okay. That was going on way back when Clinton was fucking president. But, here we go. All right. This is Donald Trump's fault because he won't do nothing. He won't do nothing. He won't do nothing. Well, you elect these bunch of corrupt Democratic politicians, and they get these government grants, and they want to study this and study that, and they put the grant money in their pocket, and they just pad the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like somebody going through an IRS audit, they go around the whole neighborhood collecting receipts.
Yep.
You know, to show to the IRS.
Yeah, but you can't, while that's true, man, I mean, the Republicans are just as involved in that shit. I mean, Austin, Texas, there.
Oh, yes.
Supermajority Republican control for 20 friggin' years or close to it right now. And this Texas has become more liberal by the day because they all want to be loved. They want to work hand in hand with Democrats. Oh, and our corporate owners need cheap labor. Oh, yes, we're going to talk how tough we are on the border and illegal immigration every 2 to 4 years we come up for election. But we're not going to do a damn thing about it because our corporate owners want that cheap labor, and they don't care The corporations don't give a fuck about me or you. Not in the least bit.
No, they don't.
As a matter of fact,
they don't.
If they could replace my $35 an hour ass with a fucking $9 an hour illegal alien, they'd do it so damn quick it would make my head spin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
It's all about the greed of the corporation. And the corporations own our government. Straight out. There's no two-party system. You have a corporate-run America. You are under constant surveillance. Just found out now Google's got a deal where the police go in there, CIA or whoever, which is barely a violation.
Mm-hmm.
No warrants or anything. Go, hey, we need to track this guy and do your phone and security, face recognition set up here and there and stuff like that. They can track where you go all day long, every day.
Yep, they sure can.
If you
they
got
sure
your phone
can.
In your pocket or on your body.
Well, they don't even have to
track.
Do that with me. All they got to do is ping that chip in that Twit card. That's all
same
they got
here,
to do.
Same here. Yep, that's all they got to do on mine, too, is ping that Twit card.
I'll tell you what, Johnny, try this. Try this. The next time you hear about this, one of these national emergencies coming up on one of these violent acts, you know, where the FBI and everybody gets involved in it, I'll tell you what you do. Take your Twit card out and put it on your desk. Then take your cell phone and set it on top of it and listen at what happens. You're going to hear tick, 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 tick. I've done it to mine. That's how I know. I had my wallet on the table one night. I set my wallet on the table by the bed, and I just put my cell phone right on top of it, wasn't thinking, and had my Twit card in there. And right around 3 o'clock in the morning, tick, 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 I had coming over my phone. I said, what the fuck is this? And I couldn't figure it out for nothing. And I picked up my cell phone, and it stopped. Then I set it back down on my wallet and started again.
Mm-hmm.
So I said,
wow.
What the hell is this? So I emptied out my wallet and stuff, and I just grabbed my Twit card and I put it against my phone, and sure enough, that's what it was. They were pinging that Twit card.
Wow. 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 Better know where you were at.
Well, whenever something bad goes on or whatever, I think it was behind, they had a big national thing. Somebody had stole a natural gas hauler truck with a trailer. And they were looking for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were afraid it was going to be used as a bomb or whatever. But what it was just a disgruntled employee just decided to kidnap his boss's equipment because he figured the company owed him money. We have that in the trucking industry all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but that's what it was. You see, a tanker trailer comes up missing, that automatically has to be reported to state police, and state police has to report that to Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tanker truck.
Wow.
Any tanker trailer.
Wow. So you see, you know,
you know how much diesel and ammonium nitrate fertilizer you can fit in a 7,000 gallon tanker.
And
that'd make a hell of a firecracker, wouldn't it?
Yep. That's gonna say that's bring down a skyscraper, possibly.
enough to level a small city.
Hmm.
Well, you know, they track nitrogen fertilizer purchases now.
Oh, yes. Dinah Noble out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Oh, yes. And they've got a warehouse, Gunny. I go there maybe once a month. And they have a warehouse. They load this stuff in bulk trucks. And they're marked, and they scale them in, scale them out. They have a warehouse where they make this stuff, And I mean, it is piled up like sugar.
Wow.
In those warehouses. And if you wanted to, if you really wanted to, the security there is a joke. You could pile that shit up in a 55-gallon drum or in bags or whatever and throw it in the sleeper of your truck and get right by with it.
Damn.
Guarantee you. 13 ammonia nitrate fertilizer, the same stuff, the same stuff, the same grade that is put in Terranite reactive targets. The only thing you got to do is add the powdered aluminum to it.
Wow.
Well, we're talking about security. Oh, my God, Dad. What they call security is, and I know you go into plants like I do and stuff, what they call security at these plants has got to be the biggest joke in the nation next to...
Oh, my God.
I mean, these son of a bitches can't hardly waddle out of the guard shack, much less stop any kind of threat.
Oh, yeah.
And 90% of them aren't even armed. 90% of them aren't even armed.
Well, would you give them fuckers a gun?
No.
If they had... The only security I've ever been through in the state of Louisiana at any plant was the River Bend Nuclear Power Plant at St. Francisville. They don't bullshit.
Well, I was
they don't bullshit.
You should say that because I was going to let you say what you were going to say, and I was going to say the only real security I've ever run into at a plant, whether it's chemical or power, is the Comanche Peak nuclear plant there out in West Texas. And I'm going to tell you right now, those guys don't fucking play.
Oh, no.
They
oh, no. And the second...
Military, armed, and they take their job very seriously.
Oh, Whackenhut Security. Whackenhut Security at the Nuclear River Bend Power Plant, they got MP5s. They got MP5s over there at the gate. Now, the only other one that I've run into that was stricter than that was the uranium enrichment facility down in Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people here, I swear, they come at you like mercenaries in them black Humvees. I mean, you got to leave everything at the gate. You can't even bring your cigarettes or cigarette lighter in, cell phone, pocket knife. Nothing. They put you in a staging area. You got an escort in front. You got an escort in back. You sit in the truck. They offload you. You don't move. You don't do nothing. You can't even leave your truck running while they offload you. And then they escort you back out, and you go. You sign all kind of papers and shit about, you know, you didn't see this and you didn't see that and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let you go. It takes you about 2 hours to check into that place and about 2 hours to check out.
Wow. Just decide to say all that?
Wow.
Just, and then you got to travel about a mile down private road. And let me tell you something. When I say travel that mile down private road, you better put your foot into it to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
You better put your foot into it. Don't fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that place there is something. That place there is something.
Wow.
I mean, you back into that warehouse. And it's dark. You can barely see. All they got is the red lights. They flagging you back in there, and they tell you to stop. They chock your wheels and lock your wheels, pull your brakes, lock your glad hands, and shut your truck off. And they say, "We'll be done in a few minutes." sign your paperwork at the gate, and you head on out. I've been there one time. Haven't been back since. And that was a very long time ago.
Wow.
Wow.
But, you know,
you have to have that kind of you have to have that kind of security. And that's the same kind of security we should have, that they should have around these refineries and stuff like that. I mean, look at these explosions we had at refineries down here in Texas. Scuttlebutt back channel chatter and stuff like that says they're looking at some people that those things were intentionally sent.
Oh yeah, I mean, you have how can you have security when you're letting people that aren't even supposed to be in this country go in and work turnarounds in these plants?
Right.
I mean, these laborers, these Mexican backhoe operators. You know, if anybody don't know what a Mexican backhoe is, it's called a shovel. You know. And they use it to lean against and fall asleep on. most of the time, you know.
Wow.
And they're just they give them the orientation films in Espanol, and then write them a orientation card, a security pass, and when they show up at the gate, they show that security pass, and they pass the little joke mirror under the trucks and whatever. And they let the crew go on in. They let the crew go on in.
Wow. Anyway, we got to go on. We do need to go on a break here in a little bit, but wow.
Well,
that blows my mind.
My wife and I, we fixing to load up and we're going to go check on this boy at the hospital. And
Hope he's okay and everything. If you guys want, we could close.
Well,
the thing is,
he's not gonna learn. I mean, this is not his first go around. You know, it's not his first go around being in jail. Not his first go around being in the hospital. You know, and his poor mother. He's hooked on. I guess what you would call meth dumbass. Dumbass meth.
Kind of like what my son went through.
He's just entirely indoctrinated into this hip-hop shit. He watches these hip-hop videos, this gangster rap shit and all that. He thinks that's real life. And that's the way he wants to be.
Same thing.
Time he come in my house, he had them pants down right below his ass.
Yep.
And I don't know if y'all know what a stir paddle is, but we use them when we boil crawfish to stir the crawfish in the pot. I had one right by the door. Well, I cocked back like Hank Aaron fixing to break Babe Ruth's record, and I laid that sumbitch across his ass. And ever since then, whenever he comes in this house, them pants is pulled up.
I think I remember you telling me, saying that one time. My son went through, done the same damn thing, Virgil. And it's like, even tell her it's not her fault, because I was blaming myself. You know, because I'm like, what the hell did I do wrong, you know, and everything. But it's like everybody was telling me, you know.
I mean,
they know
ate up with the hood rat.
Right.
Ate
exactly.
up with the hood rat.
And it's not her fault. You know, she's going to blame herself.
That's the really sad part of things is that the fact that this is what these kids and young people have been programmed to. Hard work, going out there, making your life, man, it's all this easy money gangster life, you know.
I'll give you a prime example of it. Full Metal Jacket, Private Pile. Full Metal Jacket, Private Pile on Soul Train. Okay. I'll give you that. That put that in your imagination vault and just get a mental picture of it. I mean, this sorry thing. I mean, if you could put it in a 5-gallon bucket, seal a lid on it, and give him a dolly to carry it, he still couldn't hold a job.
Now let me guess.
Put it in a 5-gallon bucket.
I'm going to make a guess and tell me if I'm right or not, because I went through the same thing. This started when he was about 14 or 15 years old, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that weird hip hop.
I tell you what. I tell you what. He came and stayed with us. His mother and father were remodeling their house, and something happened with some permits or something, and the electricity got cut off, and it was a big to do. So it was during the summertime. So we told them to come stay over here because they would have suffocated in that house.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it straight the next day, but they told him no drinking because when he drinks, he gets super stupid. He gets super stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was going in my refrigerator in the laundry room. I've got two refrigerators in my house. He was going in the refrigerator in my laundry room. I had a case of Heineken beer in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was putting Heineken beer in his pocket, and he was going in the guest bathroom and drinking it. And he got drunk and he started acting our ass. And, you know, where did he get it from and all of this here? Well, my niece was cleaning up in that bathroom. She opened up the cabinet under the sink, and that's where he was putting the empty bottles.
Wow. Yeah, I went through that same damn thing, brother. I can, you know, and I was blaming myself for a very long time, but I found out there was that damn music and everything. You know, my son did the same thing. I'm, if you remember,
no,
me
it's not that. It's weak-mindedness and laziness.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
weak-mindedness and laziness.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But tell her she's not to blame. I mean, I know she's blaming herself.
Oh, she knows she's not. No, she's not. No,
you know.
She's not. No, she's not.
Okay.
She's not blaming herself at all. She's not blaming herself at all. She's putting it at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's
mm-hmm.
been kicked out of every home he's gone to. His grandparents, you know, he's not allowed over here anymore.
Same thing with my son.
I mean, every house he's gone to, he's stolen from them and just fucked over them in one way or another. And they're just sick and tired of him.
That was the one thing
year,
I said about my son. He's never
this year, I've seen this before. I've seen this before, you know, when I got the description of it, and I know the lifestyle he's leading. So I know he's got septus in that arm. He's liable to lose that arm.
He's liable to lose that arm. Gangrene, is that what they call it? Gangrene?
Well, it's called septus. It's called septus, infection of the blood.
Wow.
And then they found out he's got hepatitis B on top of that. So she might as well go ahead and pick his coffin out right now.
Yep, and get ready for it. But no, when I was going through it with mine, I was like, blame myself for it and everything. But I learned that, you know, like you described, you know, that's just a stupidity part on their part and everything. But I can say about him, though, no matter what bad things he's done, he's never stole. He never would steal. He'd work for it or he'll ask for it. But he would never steal. That was the one thing that everybody liked about him. But other than that,
the boy will work harder stealing than he will at a real job.
Wow, mine was the opposite.
The point of it being, even though some of these people with this problem, they've tried to be good parents. They've tried to raise their kids the right way. But you've got to remember now, you know, they're gone to school, they're gone to school with their friends 8 or 10 hours a day.
Yep.
And
you can't keep an eye on
them. You're telling them the real things, but they're going mm-hmm. to school and they're being taught that everything you're trying to teach them is bullshit. That
yep.
they're a victim.
Yep.
That
yep.
you know, you know that. I mean, you know, it's a whole indoctrination thing, which we
oh yeah.
before. So regardless of how good a job that a lot of these parents know, some of them don't. You know, we know cases like that. But the parents that are trying to do right and teach their kids the right way, they're not just fighting, you know, the natural teen, adolescent, you know, stuff like that. But
sure,
they're also having
system.
To fight the indoctrination that
mm-hmm.
they're going
that's
through.
That's what I was
doing.
You're right, and that's what I was fighting up here, Russell, up here at the high the schools up here. Oh, my God.
You
know?
I mean, the parents are outmanned and they're outgunned.
Mm-hmm. And you know
when
what
comes,
the sad part was? They would call CYSD on my ass. If I didn't do it with, you know, this or certain way or certain, I got CYSD calling my ass over. I got to the point where
and
I got
I've got scared. Another one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one following right in his footsteps. Right in his footsteps. I don't
it's
even have
too,
to buy the program.
It's not too late to try to turn him around, you know. We tried with him, but you know, it's just sad that he's in prison now and ruined his life. You know, that was his choice that he made, and I don't blame myself on that. But,
well,
you know.
Well,
just,
what's going to change his life What's going to change his life when he realizes he's not the little Billy Badass he thinks he is, and
mm-hmm.
when that steel cage slams shut behind him, and he's got Jesus and Jerome to shower with,
mm-hmm.
and they fall in love with him? Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's going to change his life right there. That's going to
mm-hmm.
change his life right
Honestly,
there.
Honestly, no.
Him and Caitlyn Jenner, they're going to be splitting a latte together.
I hate to say this about my own son, but he already likes it, Virgil.
Oh, well.
You know. But
well,
he ain't getting out.
Y'all better go ahead and go on break or do whatever you're going to do, because
well,
I'm going to take a shower
what,
and put some clean clothes on.
I was just thinking, if you guys want to close early, we can, and we'll pick this up Thursday. And I wanted to do a memorial thing, so we'll do that Thursday and everything. So, but anyhow, we'll just go ahead and close it off if you want to, or do you want to keep going, Russell?
Let's shut it down. There's a lot going on. We can kind of look at things and see how some of this stuff's shaking out, because some of
right.
them just I'm breaking, and it's hard to get any real line on what's going on. So I say let's just pick it up Thursday night for the round table.
Okay, so we'll do that and everything.
All righty,
so,
Gunny.
We'll see y'all Thursday night. Glad y'all tuned in and everything. I'm trying to get away from the political stuff for a little while, so we're going to do something different. So, but anyway, we'll see y'all Thursday night. Virgil, you be safe out there.
We need to get some midget strippers to call in. We need to get some midget strippers going.
Right.
I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna try to get some strippers to call in.
Well, we'll see y'all Thursday night. So everybody be safe out there. That's in this wild, crazy weather path. Missouri just got hit with a bunch of tornadoes just a while ago. So. And everything. So that was a rough night last night, let me tell you. But
yep.
anyway, it's calmed down here. It's windy up here, but other than that, it's clearer. So, but it calmed down here last night. I actually got here last night. That's unusual. But anyway, we'll see y'all Thursday night and everything. So everybody be safe after tonight and get in your cubby holes. We'll talk to y'all Thursday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, America.
The times almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. left the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering. So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I could live this life.